This is Akashwani. The news read by Hage Ani. Campaigning has intensified for the remaining phases of Lok Sabha polls as the Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held two rallies in Telangana. Addressing a public meeting at Vemula Wada in Karimnagar Lok Sabha constituency this morning, the Prime Minister attributed the credit for achievements of the NDA government during the past 10 years to the people. He said the vote given to him made the country a defence exporter from a defence importer and removed Article 370 from Kashmir. Mr. Modi launched a scathing attack on BRS and Congress in Telangana and emphasised BJP's commitment to nation first policy, comparing it to Congress and BRS family first approach. Mr. Modi further said these political parties are like by the family, for the family, of the family, and corruption and appeasement link them. In Uttar Pradesh, many star campaigners of different political parties are canvassing for their party candidates today. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi today addressed her first political rally in Rai Bareilly for this election. Targeting BJP, she said that the Saffron Party is misleading people, and if her party comes to power, then wages of Asha workers, Anganwadi workers and MG Narega workers will be doubled. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav today came down heavily on BJP in a rally in Shahjahanpur and said that the party gives false promises. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah also addressed the political rally in Lakhimpur Khiri district in favour of the party candidate and Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Ajay Mishra Teni. He appealed to the people to vote for BJP, as this election is not only for making Narendra Modi third time Prime Minister but also to continue the welfare schemes of the central government. A voter turnout of 64.58% was recorded in the third phase of Lok Sabha election yesterday. In this phase, 93 Lok Sabha seats of 10 states and one union territory went to polls. Polling remained largely peaceful, with voters from all walks of life participated enthusiastically, despite the heat wave condition in several parts of the country. According to the Election Commission, Assam recorded approximately 81.61% of voting. Aam Aadmi Party today said that Arvind Kejriwal's arrest has only strengthened and not weakened them. Senior Aam Aadmi Party leader Gopal Rai, speaking to the media in New Delhi, said that despite their leader being in jail, the party continues to campaign strongly for Lok Sabha elections. The party also unveiled its election strategy, including door-to-door campaigning and roadshows planned for the final 10 days of campaigning. Rai claimed that the Delhi government's policies have benefited all sections of society, including women, the elderly, businessmen and the working class. The CBI has arrested four accused in a case related to trafficking of Indian nationals for combat roles in the Russian army. The CBI said that it has busted a major human trafficking network running across the country, targeting gullible youth on the pretext of lucrative jobs abroad. In the case, the CBI arrested the two accused, who are residents of Kerala, and two other accused of Mumbai. The agency said these traffickers have been operating as an organized network to lure Indian nationals through social media platforms and their local agents for highly paid jobs in Russia. Air India Express has cancelled more than 80 flights and scores of flights have been delayed as a section of cabin crew members have reported sick to protest against certain policies of the airline management. An Air India Express spokesperson said the airline is engaging with the cabin crew members to understand the reasons for reporting sick and also apologised for the flight disruptions. Several Air India Express flight services from the four international airports in Kerala have been disrupted since last night. Meanwhile, the Civil Aviation Ministry has called for a report from Air India Express regarding cancellation of flights and has asked them to resolve issues promptly. Sources say the ministry has also asked them to ensure facilities to passengers as per DGCA norms. The India Met Department has issued an orange alert for moderate rain and thunderstorm with lightning and gusty winds of up to 40 to 50 kilometers per hour over Gangetic, West Bengal and Odisha today. The IMD said heat wave prevailing over eastern and south peninsular regions of the country will abate from today, as the region is expected to witness a wet spell accompanied by thunderstorms for the next few days. A fresh spell of heat wave is also expected over Rajasthan and West Madhya Pradesh for the next 2 days. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.